third parak of Parah, 11th Mishnah. Kochem b'shiyor ha'loshon v'hishlo tach seifos. Seifos, the Eitz Ered Ezov, he would tie it together with the Shnita Las, and he threw that all his shichlo tach seifos, he threw it into the burning Parah Aduma. Nishrefa, after it was burnt, fully burnt, chayv t'mayis v'maklis, they hit the that which was being burned with sticks, the koivim, oisim, the kabars, and then they sifted out. You know, they would only want to take the ash and not only the chunks of burnt matter that were not yet ash. Rabbi Shmuel Oima, the makaboy shel evin, they use hammers made out of stone, ube kabar shel evin, and also sifters were made out of stone, hinasis. Everything was made of stone. There should not be mekabel tumah. That's not the halacha. Shachar yesh ba'ofer kosher ma'isa. If there's some black charcoal or the like and had ash in it, shesh ba'efer had ash in it, they'd crush it till it would turn to ash. She'ein bo manichem ma'isa. If it didn't have ash, it was still a chunk, then they just leave it the way it was. Bones were crushed no matter what, because they always remained hard. The ashes were split up into three places. One was put in the chel, which was an area around the Azor of the Beis Hamikdash. The second was in Har Zeisim. 24 mishmaris that represented members of all Klal Yisrael would get the third part, so that should be available to be mitar people in any part of Eretz Yisrael.